Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks win out in L.A., and they take care of business now, 2-0 on the road trip of four games. They do it against a depleted Clippers team, but partially on their own doing, and that's how you do it, and that's how you get it done. Now 4-1 away from Fiserv Forum. What's going on? I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Welcome on in. It's the Big and Safe Pro Hoops post-game show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. You can tweet the show at 105.7 FM, The Fan, me at Bill Schmidt Radio, and call us at 414-799-1250. How do you handicap the win is what my man Dan Plucker, who's here along with Sam Schmitz, said just before. One of these games and one of these nights, you'll be on the other end. There will be one or two of these nights in the NBA where, you know what, Giannis is going to sit, Chris Middleton's out, Eric Bledsoe's been down or so, and you're going to be without a couple of your top guys. Are they Paul George and Kawhi Leonard? No. But just like in all pro sports, you can only play who's on your schedule at the time that you go out there. And maybe it wasn't the best decision by Doc Rivers to sit Kawhi Leonard tonight. Load management, the issue. Now, two of the first eight games for the Clippers he has sat, but the Bucks reap maybe the benefits tonight in a 129-124 victory out at Staples. We'll get into a game recap of tonight in just a few minutes here, but throughout the night, the Bucks led the game pretty much the entire time. They only trailed by three, although towards the end of the first quarter is when the Clippers really got into their flow of the game and started to take it down and slow the game down to a point of where they believed that they were in control of the game at that point. Bucks start out up, what was it, 7-9-0, scoring the first 9 points of the game. Brook Lopez had six of the team's first 11 in that first quarter, and he was part of the main story throughout the rest of the night. But 38 points, 12 defensive rebounds, 16 all around, and 9 assists for Giannis. He closes it out in really the best fashion he could with a block on a closeout in a corner three when the Clippers made it close thanks to a couple of long threes by Shamet there in the fourth quarter. Three threes for him and from downtown there in the final period. And the Clippers mount a comeback, but the Bucks at one point led by 17 in this game. And I put it out on Twitter as a poll question in the middle of that third quarter. What's more frustrating, Bucks third quarters or Packers third quarters? Because the Green Bay Packers have now made a living of this in frustrating you in the third. The Bucks doing quite the same. As you lead by the number they did at halftime after a 42-point second quarter tonight, where you drop another 70-burger in the first half, you close out with a Kyle Korver three just beating the horn there, and you're up 11 at 70-59. Come out of the break, first 6 minutes, sluggish, can't get into a rhythm. The final 6 minutes, that's when the light switch flipped, and this Bucks team continued to dominate throughout the rest of the night. You got to win games for whoever's on your schedule, and until anybody else tells me differently, these count the same, even though Paul George and Kawhi Leonard did not play. A lot of conversation on social media tonight during the game as well of, man, how good is this Clippers team going to be once those two dudes do come back? For sure, they'll be fantastic. They'll also have to be a little bit of a learning curve as well. But the X factor with this Clippers team is the dude walking the sidelines in Doc Rivers. Not only do you have two of maybe the top 5 to 10 two-way players in all of basketball in Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, who did not play tonight, you got an NBA Finals winning coach, a world champion head coach, guy that's respected by so many across the league that gets a bundle of dudes that play hard and can shoot the ball to the 8th seed and had the Warriors on the ropes in the first round of last year's first round of the NBA playoffs. So you're looking at a team that was ready-made to compete, then picked up two of the top 10 players in all of basketball. Not surprising to me that the Clippers put up this type of a fight tonight. But a veteran-laden team now that the Bucks have got out in transition a lot better tonight than they had in nights past, especially early. It was fast, moving the ball up and down. Bledsoe attacking the paint. Had this conversation on Monday night. When Eric Bledsoe goes, this team is going to go. Bledsoe, 4 of 8 from deep tonight, 20 points, 8 of 14 from the field. Dishing out a couple of assists, couple of boards, 6 of those. But being able to move the offense quickly up the floor, guys, it's only going to help Giannis and allow him to take advantage on the dribble drive and not allow teams to set up the wall. So just a couple of quick observations. Also, the stat sheet, we know this is going to come. 3 of 13, 0 of 5 from downtown. Chris Middleton did have a couple of big free throws late there at the end of the game. Smart play by Giannis. Knew the double was coming. Knew the foul was coming. Tips it over to the much better free throw shooter in Middleton. He knocks him down cold. Leaves 7 of 8 from the line tonight. Really the only reason why he finished with 13. But the free throw shooting across the board for the Bucks, just a hair under 80%. And 14 of 18. Part of the 38 points from Giannis. A big reason why they're able to escape Staples Center with a win tonight. And now 2-0 on the West Coast road trip. 414-799-1250. You can dial us up. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. We'll start out in the City of Angels on the phone lines with Vincent in Anaheim. We knew he was going to call tonight. Vincent, what's going on, my man?
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, man. I'm actually in Orange County, man. We like a couple miles south from L.A. County, man. But I got to represent, man, because we always get confused with L.A. We don't like it like that. But anyway, hey, man, this is what you got to do. You got to stick it to these punk Clippers, man. You know, I'm not a Clipper fan at all, a Lakers supporter, so I can't stand these Clippers. And look, it proves to you that these guys ain't nothing without Kawhi. Because this is basically the same team as last year. Yeah, they made it to the playoffs and they put the Golden State Warriors on the, you know, on their heels in the playoffs and all that. But without their top star guys, they couldn't get it. They almost surprised y'all, but they couldn't get it done at the end of the day, man. And I keep it real, man. I like what you say. You play who you play. If they want to give him rest, if he ain't injured but he's just taking rest, that's on them, man. Because I think, though, Doc Rivers looks at it as you guys are not in the, you know, the conference. So he looks at it, hey, we're just going to give him a rest because, you know, the conference is more important than a team outside the conference, man. But you guys got it done. You know, Giannis being Giannis, that's what you need to see. You need your star to step up, MVP to step up, and they did. Bledsoe, he did all right, man. But Middleton, man, with those sorry points. But hey, he did at the end of the day. You know, Giannis should have got an assist knowing, playing that smart ball, knowing, hey, they're going to foul me, man. I'm going to throw this to Middleton, man. I was listening to the game. It was a great, exciting ending. And that's what, you know, of course, ESPN is loving that, you know. But the Bucks got it done, and you got to respect the Bucks, man. Clippers, they who they are, man. But I'm glad y'all stuck it to them, man. You want to hear Patrick Beverley running his mouth saying, oh, you stopped the MVP, man. Man, Patrick Beverley's a guy, you would want him on your team. You can't stand him. He's on a team that.
No doubt about it. Especially, Vincent, appreciate it, man. Patrick Beverley does play a different style of defense, a fun style of defense to watch, and you respect the guy being able to make a career the way he plays hard, but totally agree. I mean, that's like a Draymond Green special if you're looking at a dude that you love him if he's on your side, you hate him on the other. But to Vincent's point, and talk about it a little bit here, as we're due a break at the top of the hour, and we'll get into the game recap as well. You play who's on your schedule, and you take advantage of the opportunities you have to get W's and stack up here in the regular season for home court advantage, which, yes, still does matter. I understand a lot of people are still frustrated with not winning and closing out during home court advantage last year. You still had Game 7 coming back to Fiserv Forum. For this group, that's an important thing. Being able to be that one seed, that's another statement you want to make. But for Doc Rivers, we had the conversation on the big show, and Leroy and I were the only ones when you knew that Kawhi was sitting for the Lakers or for the Clippers. Do you sit Giannis? Hell no. Makes it more of a reason why I start Giannis and why Giannis is going to get all the run he can tonight. 36 minutes. That's about as much as Giannis is going to play in a regular season game. Bucks wanted this one. Secures at least a 500 road trip. You're going into Utah, a place you haven't won since, I think, 01. Get the wins when you can, and don't say sorry for taking them. Bucks go and get one tonight in Staples Center against the Clippers, 129-124. We'll take a look back at it also, get some defensive plays of the game, a drive to the cup that was just beautiful tonight, and this hour on the Fan is brought to you by your injury, auto accident, work injury attorney, Dan McCormick, in the McCormick Law Office. You can dial them up as well at McCormickLaw.com on the web. 414-799-1250. The phone number live at 1057FMTheFan.com if you want to email us, or you can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. It's the longest running postgame show in the city. It's driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Pick and save Pro Hoops postgame show with myself, Bill Schmidt, here on 1057FM The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, on The Fan.
129-124, Bucks get the win against the Los Angeles Clippers tonight at Staples Center. Get themselves the first two of the four-game road trip, partially West Coast road trip. I'm not going to call it a full West Coast road trip because they played one of the games against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I'm not going to go all the way in and say that. But what I will say is you can only beat the teams that are on your schedule, and you can only play them when they line up on your schedule. Bucks maybe get a break tonight. No Paul George. He's expected to be able to get back into the Clippers lineup here within the next couple of days. Get back into at least full practices. He was running 3-on-3 just this past weekend. Kawhi Leonard sits for the second time in the first 8 games. Doc Rivers, coach's decision on load management. Bucks get the win on national television. Am I going to sit my best player because their best player is down? No, not a chance. Never even crosses my mind. Actually, instead, I think let's capitalize and have our best player be ready to rock and roll and dominate like he did. Not necessarily early. We'll get into the full MVP minute in a year, just a few minutes. We got a long way to go on the Big and Safe Pro Hoops postgame show. This dude was 4 of 13 at one point and settled in to dominate the rest of the game. 4 of 7 from downtown by Giannis tonight. Not many games that Giannis is going to lead the starting group with threes hit or three-point percentage. Giannis, 4 of 7 from downtown tonight. 4 of 8 was Eric Bledsoe. He's a different player in Staples Center. We all remember last year when he signs the extension, 4-year, $70 million extension, the day that they're going out to play the Los Angeles Lakers on national television, albeit. He goes out for like 32, I think it was, in that game. Guy likes playing there. But 0 of 5, 0 of 3, and 0 of 2 from the three-point line for Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez, and Wesley Matthews. Wes Matthews puts up those only two shots and puts up an 0 for the game, and you still score $1.29. Bucks get a big win tonight in L.A., 129-124, win the first two of the road trip out west. Let's go to Dan in Whitewater calling at 414-799-1250. Hey, Dan.
Yeah, this was an awesome game. Kind of disappointing that we couldn't see our Bucks taking on the Clippers in full force. But when you're thinking the end of the season and who ends up getting the MVP, you got to think that Giannis not being this type of player like Kawhi, who just sits out, try to save up, that's got to help him in contention. And it would be awesome to see a Buck join the likes of Steve Nash with a back-to-back MVP winning.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Steve Nash, LeBron James, Tim Duncan, just to say a couple other ones that are recently doing that. It's a feat that's incredible to do, but also at the style of play that Giannis has to attack with, he's changing up his game and also fitting in the new wrinkles of his game to showcase that he's going to take. I thought the 15-foot baseline shot early in the game that Marcus Johnson was talking about is, dude, hit that shoot that shot until you hit it and prove to yourself that you make it.
I think that he was above 50% tonight from three-point, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, he was 4 of 7, and stepping into a couple of big ones as well.
Yeah, it's awesome seeing his game elevate, and we heard rumors at the start of the year that he was going to be even better than he was last year, but I think we're actually seeing that.
Dan, appreciate it. 414-799-1250. He drops off and opens up a line for you as well at 414-799-1250, or like my man Gary Ellerson right now, dialing us up and weighing in on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. What's going on, GE?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Up late with us tonight. This is past curfew.
Oh, man, no, not at all, Billy. I love the Milwaukee Bucks, man. It's all I got to do, you know?
Well, a big one tonight where you start out the road trip with two wins, and Giannis takes over. They're now 4-0 on the season when Giannis scores 30. He drops 38 tonight.
I think what was most impressive, and everybody keeps talking about how can Giannis get better. I mean, so what? He had an air ball and a free throw, but I like the way he continued to shoot. I mean, this is almost what shooters shoot. I mean, he's only going to get better, and I love the way where he didn't shy or back down to shots when he was open.
Yeah, and even early on in the game, Marcus Johnson mentioned it. He missed that 15-footer a couple of times on the baseline, and he stepped right back to it. I think it was within two possessions again, and then was able to knock it down and keep to himself knowing that he's going to get those opportunities. When Montrezl Harrell walks up to you at the three-point line and then backs up three steps, you got to be able to step in and put one down. And he was able to do that late in the game too.
Exactly right. And whether you make it or not, you have to shoot it. And you know what? Maybe at the end of the year it becomes natural for him. Right now, I still think we see a product in front of us that really is actually getting better from what he was last year. And, you know, a lot of teams are going to give him that shot. That's how they're going to treat him. And you know what? I love the way he almost has, and I'm not saying he's Kobe, but he almost has that Mamba mentality where, you know what, I'm still going to do this. I can do this. I can make it. I still have confidence in myself. I mean, I saw a different Giannis tonight with his jump shot than I saw last year.
Gary, confidence and having fun in pro sports is a dangerous thing when you're talking about some of the dudes that are most talented at it. What does a guy like Giannis being confident in every shot that he's putting up do to the rest of the team in that locker room?
Well, I tell you what's going to do the rest of the NBA, they better watch out. I mean, yeah, for the guys on the team, yes. But now the NBA, they're going to take notice that now we got to play them a little different. We got to honor it. And what that's going to do is that's going to stretch that defense out. Other guys are not going to be able to cut off of that and get easy buckets.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the willingness to get the back cuts, too. George Hill is just doing a massive job, a great job at being able to find his spots and be able to take advantage. He has 24 tonight and did a lot of his work from downtown. But understanding how to play around Giannis, man, Kyle Korver's fun to watch in this offense, too, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, he really is. I still like another shooter for the Bucks. I mean, I like Wesley Matthews, but he's not really a three-point shooter, I guess, anymore, not mm-hmm. what he was. He just doesn't have that lift that he used to have. It's almost like a set shot now. But, I mean, if they can find maybe one more shooter at some point, I think they can be a dangerous team. But they're already going to be dangerous. But if you're trying, unlike Sparky now, trying to build that perfect team, but if they can get one more to go with Korver, they'll be a dangerous team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Somebody that can step into a three and also drive the lane just a little bit, open up those spots for them to pick and shoot. It's going to be lethal. All right, Gary, you going back to hitting the Netflix or what?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, man, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, cuz.
That's Gary Ellerson talking, weighing in as well as you can. 414-799-1250. We talk 2-6 on the Wendy's Big Show. Just chilling out late at night. You can with us too. 414-799-1250. Matt Velasquez will as well. He was out at Staples Center for the 129-124 win that the Bucks get. We'll start it up with the drive of the game. Was the first of our game recap brought to you by Wrench and Go. If you need auto parts, Wrench and Go, a self-service yard. Bring your own tools. Access the lowest priced auto parts around. And it was that George Hill starting it off for the Bucks, taking the lead in the second quarter.
George Hill wide open. That's a great job by George Hill defensively.
Stepped in front of Zubac, took the ball, gets to the middle, spins to the rim. George Hill. Doc Rivers has seen enough at the moment, takes a timeout with 9:34 remaining in the second quarter.
Draws a timeout from Doc Rivers. It wasn't the last time you'll hear from George Hill, but in that second quarter, we talked about Giannis stepping into a couple of threes. This one puts the Bucks up 12.
Here's Giannis.
Nothing short, big fella.
There it is, Giannis.
Didn't get a lot of legs into it, but made sure he was not going to front rim that one.
He had missed a couple. He had missed a couple of mid-range shots as well just before that one falls, and the confidence starts to move for Giannis as he started this game 4 for his first 13. The defensive play of the game each and every night with Laborers International Union 113. Feel the power online at liuna113.org is when Montrezl Harrell meets what the MVP has on his right hand.
The jump ball, all kinds of craziness. Nice.
See ya. Great block shot, Giannis. He gets Montrezl Harrell. By the way, that was an excellent pass by Lou Williams to Harrell in the paint.
This was also an ESPN game. We bring Jim Paschke and Marcus Johnson just because we love those guys. But I did hear a little bit of the ESPN call. They said he hijacked that one out of midair. Just took it out and changed flight. Changed the entire complexity of it. It was so easy, as I've heard some guys in the NBA say, man, when it's that easy, just tip it to a teammate. Just tap it over and make sure that you can keep yourself in the game. 6 of 7 from downtown. This one from George Hill in the second made him 5 for 5 from deep.
That's the wrong guy to leave open.
Oh, baby, back at you. Shootout at the OK Corral. I'll be your huckleberry.
Marcus Johnson and then Kyle Korver ends out the second quarter the only way 26 knows how.
Giannis got a free throw, which he missed. Korver, yes! To end the half, Kyle Korver, Milwaukee, 12 of 29 on threes in the first half.
And that percentage was just about where the Bucks would hang out at from downtown. A little bit over 37%. They would finish it at 36. That one from Kyle Korver put the Bucks up 70 to 59, an 11-point lead at recess for the Bucks. Giannis slamming things down in the third.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Blake. Somebody in the hallway said, I came a long way to watch Giannis dunk, and he hasn't done it yet. Well, he just got paid off.
Yes, he did. A beautiful job, Bledsoe.
A lot of people are going to be paying a lot of money all year long to come and watch Giannis dunk. The rest of the third quarter, Bucks and Clippers hang together, and the Bucks unable to separate. Clippers actually chip into that 11-point lead just a little by outscoring the Bucks 30-28. Back at it in the fourth quarter, and the Bucks continuing to push some distance. This one again from Kyle Korver from downtown.
Here he is. Here he is. 4-for-6 now. Kyle Korver behind the arc.
5-of-9 from the field, 4-of-7 from three-point land was Kyle Korver. He had 14 tonight of the Bucks 129. And Giannis, this is fourth from downtown, just about sealed the deal at 115-103.
Williams going to be feeling it right now. Talking about feeling it. He has made four triples in the game. 32 points.
Don't give him the Robert Horry side saddle retreat. Big fella.
Couple of seconds left in the game. The Clippers would make it interesting. Landry Shamet would hit a bank in three to kind of bring the Clippers. That would bring them within two at that point. But George Hill put an exclamation point on at number three.
Bledsoe. And it's George Hill. Rebound. Hammer down. Put back. Hill keeps on coming tonight. 123-116, 24 points for George Hill on 9 of 14 shooting.
And that caps it off for the Bucks on a 129-124 victory at Staples Center. 414-799-1250. We're going to hear from Matt Velasquez along with Coach Budenholzer. Still a lot to get to. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, with you on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the Game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, on The Fan.
Bucks win 129-124. You can join the show at 414-799-1250. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Bucks win tonight. They're now 2-0 on the four-game road trip, their longest road trip so far of the young season. Now just 6-2, 4-1 away from Fiserv Forum. Our coach Budenholzer's crew. We'll hear from him in just a little while, along with Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game with Gene Wagner Plumbing. Giannis, part of his 38. Didn't know they were all going to come from deep.
Williams going to be feeling it right now. Talking about feeling it. He has made four triples in the game. 32 points.
Don't give him the Robert Horry side saddle retreat.
Don't do it.
Big fella.
Don't do it. Marcus Johnson says it. Don't do it. Don't let him. Don't leave him open like that. Don't step back from him. Montrezl Harrell, who had himself a heck of a night as well tonight, 34 points. Harrell with 34 in 39 minutes, and 39 minutes usually coming off the bench, but with Kawhi Leonard out along with Paul George, 39 minutes and 34 points from Lou Williams, 9 of 27 shooting. He's never passed up a jump shot that he didn't like. 4 of 9 from downtown, and 12 of 13 from the charity stripe for Lou Williams. Heard Pharrell just talking about it just before we got on here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, about him being one of the most exciting players in the NBA. The dude just loves to shoot. Giannis loves to dominate. Give me the dude that dominates people over the guy that runs around and draws contact and draws BS calls. Another thing coming in on Twitter as we've gotten on the program, you can also tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan Joel says, it's a good win. Statement win? Nah. You just never know in the NBA. Did we think the Warriors, with so many injuries, that they would get in the finals. Just enjoy the ride. The team is starting to click. Love it. And Giannis is special in his passing, and he's getting better at his threes. Joel, referring to Mark Jones, and this I'm coming across a little bit more tonight from the ESPN broadcast, as the game ended, called it a statement win on the road for the Bucks beating the Clippers. A lot of people not liking it because, well, they didn't have Kawhi Leonard. They didn't have Paul George. What kind of statement is that? It's a statement of, we come to your place, whoever you put on the floor, we will beat. Simple as that. That works. I mean, that's going to get you very far in pro sports. When you have the mentality of wherever we play you, whoever you put on the floor, we are going to take down. Mentality can do only so much, and obviously talent is going to prevail at the end of the day. But the precedent you set in this league does, in an 82-game season, have an effect. Different sport, different sample size. Anthony Lynn's Chargers last year, they had a slogan of ASAP. Any squad, any place. We just saw what is in L.A. on the football side. They got a 29,000-seat stadium. 25,000 of them were Packer fans. Wherever you play, whoever you line up, we're taken down. They rode that almost to the AFC title game last year. You got the mentality of whoever you put on the floor, my best player is 34. You can't match him with anybody. And the rest of these guys are going to do just enough playing off what he does to win the game. I'm in. I'm sold. That's going to win you a lot of games. Will it win you more games in the playoffs? That's to be determined, and we'll know that because of just how good Giannis can be. Like, they put it all on his shoulders in that sense when you play a five-out scheme that's based around one of two dudes on your team that penetrates the lane, Giannis and Eric Bledsoe. Shockingly, we say this a lot, and I will say this a lot on this postgame show. This team's going to go largely in Eric Bledsoe. You can't just have one dude penetrating the lane and getting to the rack in a five-out scheme. You got to go with multiple dudes that can get to the bucket consistently and get their own shot. And that kind of aggression can't really be taught. That's a mentality that you got to have. It's a mentality that your team has to take over. And you also have to have the capable guys around you to allow that system to flourish. Think John Horst. And this organization have put a tremendous blanket around Giannis and Bledsoe in that sense to be the slashing, penetrative players that they have to be as successful as they can. But to also go a step further and get to the point that you weren't able to get to next year or last year in this season, 2019-2020, you're going to need to be able to consistently see that kind of heat and that kind of aggression, that kind of nature that takes you into the paint. Marcus Johnson said something on the broadcast tonight that Eric Bledsoe told Giannis. If you don't get three charges a game, you're not being aggressive enough. Like, that's where you're at. You need to be in the lane because we're really the only two dudes that are going to do it. So make sure that we are gutting up whoever they put on the floor and taking it to them. It also helps that Montrezl Harrell's like 6'8 playing center in the NBA. Did the Bucks get aided by no Kawhi Leonard, no Paul George tonight? Yes. Does it mean that this win counts any differently? No. And it also is now the fourth straight win that you have. Starting to click a little bit and starting to be able to withstand that third quarter heat that the opponent is going to put on you because you allowed them to hang around in the game. This coming around from Bleacher Report, the first to have it. Giannis is the first player in NBA history through the first eight games of a season to record 200 points, 100 rebounds, and 50 assists. I'll leave that there. I don't know what that means. I don't know where that stat comes from. Frankly, I don't know who's been keeping track of it all these years, but good for Giannis. He's going to have a lot of those counting stats. He is a stat filler in every sense of the word. And they're also now 4-0 this year when Giannis drops 30. He has 38 tonight and hits four threes and just continues to impress to points where we maybe didn't expect that he would take this Milwaukee Bucks team to this year. The X Factor of the game, brought to you by Bryan Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. Tough to not say that George Hill with 24 points is not the X Factor. George Hill might factor into the MVP when we get to that in a little bit, but one of the X Factors for this Bucks team being able to play the type of basketball they want to do is Kyle Korver, and he spoke with Zora Stevenson on Fox Sports Wisconsin after the game. Here it is on The Fan.
Kyle, tonight it was you, it was Eric, it was George, even Giannis getting in on the action. What
Giannis
kind of
a, on the action?
He wasn't on the action. Tied for a career high for triples. What kind of a difference did all those three-pointers make?
It's great, especially when you got multiple guys making them. You know, when you got one guy making them, you know, teams can kind of lock into that. But when you got a lot of guys making it, it just opens up the court so much and gives driving lanes to Giannis and Chris and Bled. Bled, I mean, he was in attack mode the whole night tonight. Played great. And we got a little funky there at the end and gave him some shots, and they got back in the game. But overall, it was pretty solid.
How much are you enjoying your role on this team?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I love it. This is why I came here, you know, try to be a part of this culture and play with good guys. They're good people. They work hard at basketball. We play a fun style, you know, and just try to help. It's great.
Next up, Utah, a place you're familiar with. What are you going to tell the team about the altitude?
Drink some water. Put some lotion on your hands because it's really dry. Your hands get dry. You can't catch the ball. And make sure you get, you know, a little run in the morning because you got to breathe that air one time.
Thanks, Kyle.
We'll do it.
Thank you.
All right.
Kyle Korver, everybody.
That's Kyle Korver after the game with Zora Stevenson. Those are some facts that you need to tell your teammates. Put some lotion on your hands. I wouldn't have thought of that your hands get dry in the altitude. I was in Denver last year. I didn't notice my hands getting dry. My mouth is getting dry. I didn't notice my hands were getting dry. Good for them. Figure that out. Drink some water. Good healthy safety reminder from your boy, Kyle Korver. Pick and save Pro Hoops post-game show. Pick and save, more ways to save with great deals, fuel points, and digital coupons. They've been with us for a long time. Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North just jumping on with us as our presenting sponsor. So excited to have them with us for the entire season. So excited to have you. You can join us at 414-799-1250. Also tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. I'm the host of the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show. We talk Bucks after each and every game, and it's a lot of fun when they're doing a lot of winning like they do tonight, 129-124. We'll come back with the head coach of your Milwaukee Bucks, Mike Budenholzer, also Matt Velasquez, still to come here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
129-124, led by Giannis, is 38 tonight. Bucks beat the Clippers out at Staples Center. It's Pick and Save Pros postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Staples Center is Matt Velasquez. Matt, appreciate the time as always, man. 38 from Giannis. What can you say? But the biggest one for me, tied a career high with threes, four of them made from downtown for the MVP.
Yeah, the most impressive thing to me was that he didn't necessarily do it in the same ways that we would normally expect. You know, he was 4 of 7 from 3, shooting him with confidence, knocking him down. 14 of 18 from the free throw line. He had struggled in both those areas throughout the first seven games of the year. And, you know, tonight he got to the line often. you know, made those shots, got to the three-point line where, you know, the Clippers were understandably sagging far off of him. He was in rhythm, knocked down those shots, had trouble getting inside. But, you know, when he's able to do what he did tonight and, you know, keep the defense honest, make those shots, and then make the free throws when they're, you know, swarming in on him, I think that's a pretty ideal result considering that he wasn't really dominating inside like he normally does.
Well, in two, I mean, started, what was it? It was like 4 of 13, something like that, early on in the game for him. It was a struggle early, and being able to come out there in the third quarter, weather that initial storm from the Clippers, the Bucks in that fourth quarter were able to step out to a couple of double-digit leads and keep enough distance from a Clippers team that you knew was going to make a run at one point.
Yeah, I mean, this Clippers team is basically the same as last year when they didn't have Kawhi or Paul George. And obviously there's a few guys who weren't there tonight that were there last year, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Danilo Gallinari, you know, guys like that. But for the most part, like, these are the Clippers that gave teams fits, gave the Warriors fits in the playoffs. That Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams pick and roll is tough. Landry Shamet's out here banking in threes to keep the game close. It was a really a great effort from that Clippers team, and the Bucks just kept finding an answer no matter what it was. And you mentioned Giannis getting off to a slow start shooting-wise, and he just kept plugging away, kept fighting, kept getting to the line, kept, you know, just finding ways to make things work. And I think, you know, it obviously, you know, needs to be mentioned that Eric Bledsoe and George Hill, the two team two point guards, they had a great night, particularly shooting. But they were also out there, making things happen on defense, finding guys on offense, you know, getting rebounds. Kyle Korver came in. He hit four threes. The weird thing is only four guys in the Bucks hit threes tonight, and he hit at least four. Everybody else was 0-for-20, which is kind of like a wild stat. I don't think a shooting guard scored, like, all night for the Bucks. Just kind of one of those weird statistical games. But when you have Giannis doing what he did and George Hill and Bled getting hot and Kyle Korver doing what we all know that he does coming off the bench, I mean, that ended up being enough.
Yeah, and that is good. 0-of-10 were the other starters in Middleton, Lopez, and Matthews from beyond the arc tonight, and the Bucks still end up scoring 129 and shooting just over 36% from downtown. Talking to Matt Velasquez here on the Pick and Save Pro postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Matt, you brought it up there with Kawhi Leonard and with Paul George. Had a little bit of conversation with people on social media during the game tonight. Mark Jones called it a statement win for the Bucks on the ESPN broadcast, and some people were frustrated that you call it a statement win when they don't have maybe their best two players. Not maybe, they are their best two players, but this is a Clippers team, like you said, was pretty ready-made on both ends of the floor with a bunch of two-way players that play the Doc Rivers style. I feel like it was known that the Bucks wanted to go get this one. You could look at it just by this 36 minutes of run for Giannis in an early season game.
Yeah, I think it's going a little far to say it's a statement game, unless that statement is the Bucks didn't lose and didn't blow a big lead.
Right.
You know, like they beat a good team on the road. I mean, because I think the Clippers, even without those stars, are a good team, or maybe even a very good team. Statement win, maybe going a little bit far. Win's a win. You know, there are 82 games, and you try and win as many of them as you can and set yourself up for the playoffs. And being able to win at Staples Center, it could be meaningful down the road. You know, who knows how things shake out. It was good for them to be able to weather the storm, to get strong performances from a bunch of guys. You know, Brook Lopez didn't shoot well, but he did have, you know, five or six blocks. He really helped lock things down defensively in that fourth quarter. So they had a bunch of contributions from up and down the roster, and you know that was what they were able to do to close the win out.
The real statement win for me, Matt, would be finally getting a win in Utah for this team. What has it been since 0-1 this team hasn't won out in Utah?
It's been a long time.
They go there next. What's the biggest fits that they're going to see from the Utah team come up on Friday night?
Yeah, well, that backcourt of Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell is obviously, you know, an elite backcourt. No matter what the stats say, I know that Conley's had some struggles at the start of the season. Those two guys are gamers. They play really well. Obviously, Bogdanovich is a great addition for them. Ingles can shoot. Gobert is Gobert. He's Defensive Player of the Year. And you know, obviously, he had his struggles against Giannis last year. So I'm interested to see how that matchup shakes out, in the sense that you know Gobert is going to want to play much better and show out much better against Giannis in that game. And Giannis is going to want to try and dunk on his head again. So, you know, that'll be a fun one. It's a great crowd. It's a really great, you know, like noise factor, kind of a crazy environment.
Yep.
There in Utah. So it should be a good time. And hopefully Eric Bledsoe doesn't try to just like walk in and inbounds while he's there. You know, that would be good.
We've seen a couple of things that are new on this road trip. A basket delay and a guy getting a check from an official.
Yeah, yeah. Blade after the game just said, oh, that was just like a bad call. That was just like, it was a bad thing. You know, he kind of just poo-pooed it a little bit. Giannis was like, oh, it's my fault. I was calling a play while he was inbounding. That's my fault. Like, that got him thinking about the play and not about inbounding. And George Hill kind of laughed. You know, we talked to him a little bit. I was like, hey, what were you thinking? He's like, that was kind of funny. he's like, did he just do that? Yeah, he just did that. Like, oh, he must have had a brain fart or whatever. You know, and Bled was laughing with some people about it in the locker room afterwards, seeing all the tweets and things about it. And he's like, man, like, you think that was funny? Like, you should have seen the look on the ref's face. Like, the ref's like,
right?
I'll call it.
Do I actually, you know, call like this? That. That's a great one.
Is it happening? Is this real life? You know, so that happened. You know, it's a funny moment, you know, in a game. It's a lot less funny if they lose, but the Bucks win. It's a funny moment. It'll go viral, and we'll have fun with it.
Matt, and have fun out in Los Angeles. Maybe just delay your flight to Utah for like another day, because it just dropped another 4 inches of snow here. So enjoy the West Coast, and then we'll see you back here and talk on Friday night.
I'm glad to be away from Milwaukee right now. You guys enjoy. You guys enjoy, but I'm going to just stick around out here.
We will. Thanks, Matt. Enjoy the West Coast. We'll talk Friday night, man.
All right. We'll talk to you then.
That's Matt Velasquez joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Matt_Velasquez is where you follow his coverage of the Milwaukee Bucks on Twitter. He joins us courtesy of the Thomas Morola Law Office every night. He said it right there. You cover basketball long enough, you'll see something every single day. Craig Counsell talks about it in baseball all the time. You're around the game every night, you'll see something every day you come to the ballpark that you never expected to see. Eric Bledsoe legitimately getting a check from an official, like you do at the court, right? When you're playing with your boys, and there's always that one dude that doesn't check. And he hasn't checked all game long. And then all of a sudden you burn past him with a right hand, floated in from 5 feet away, and he's like, bro, you never checked it. Sorry. Lose some money that way. But right, we all have that one dude. Or even worse, guy that checks it in like this. This is what I used to do. Just hand it to the guy. And then you put your hand right up into the grill. That's the best way to play face-up defense. I keep my game on the street. I'm a street ball legend. I can tell you that much right now, Dan Plucker. There's not many people, though, that want to play me once we get into like the 17, 18-point range. You know, a good classic game if it's 21. Because I am just a sweaty mess by that point down in the post. And I'm calling for the ball every single time down. Let me have it. Let the big man eat. Bucks let the big man eat tonight. That was Giannis. He had 38. Started the game shooting horrifically, but took care of it from the free throw line. 14 of 18 from the charity stripe for Giannis. And nights that you get that kind of production from the MVP, especially on the freebies, you're going to win a lot of games. And the Bucks win it tonight out at Staples, 129-124. An Eye on the Enemy with Coach's Pub and Grill, South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try the fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. Matt and I were having the conversation just there of this Clippers team and where they can go this year because of the additions they made in the offseason. Call a spade, man. They brought in two of the top 10 players in the league, maybe 20, wherever you have Paul George ranked. But he was, what, the third in MVP voting last year? Hard to keep him out of the top 10 for me on that side. And also look at the way he plays. The defensive-minded nature of this team, they both fit in perfectly for what this group wants to do. So, do the Bucks catch a break not having to play either of those guys? Sure. Does it matter? Yeah, not so much. Especially to me. Get a W any way you can. Any way you slice it, any way you dice it. The Bucks get the W tonight. 129-124, now 2-0 here on the road trip. They'll go to Utah on Friday night and wrap it up Sunday after the Packer game, don't worry, against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Take a quick timeout. Hear from Mike Budenholzer. Still some time for you at 414-799-1250. It's a Big and Save Probes post-game show driven by Mercedes.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Going to hear from the head coach. Also got a name in MVB of tonight's game. It's Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 on the AM side and the freeradio.com app. If you want to rewind, you can go back to 2:35 today. On the Wendy's Big Show, we had Craig Counsell, manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, on. And also check out the podcast at 1057FMTheFan.com. Coming up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. We just talked to Matt Velasquez. He's going to get up early there on the West Coast. Talk to my boys Bart Winkler and Chuck Freeman in the morning at 9 a.m. Talk some Bucks basketball and how this game shook out. You can also hear from Mick Mixon, voice of the Carolina Panthers, tomorrow on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Wendy's Big Show. We'll have our usual Thursday cast of characters. Jay Kokorowski talking Badgers football. Rob Reichel and Mike Clemens both talking about your Green Bay Packers at 3:48 and 5:35 respectively. 414-799-1250. A couple of more minutes here before we hear from the head coach. Let's get Justin in North Carolina. Talk about somebody on a weird sleep schedule. Justin, you're a working man. It's a little bit late out there on the East Coast for you to be up, isn't it? All right, Justin is no longer available at 414-799-1250. Let's hear from Mike Budenholzer after the game tonight, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Bucks win 129-124. Here's the head coach, brought to you by Schneider on The Fan.
And win is always tough in our league, so proud of the way the guys kind of found a way to weather a big storm, made enough plays. Giannis was, you know, I think he played the whole fourth quarter and was just fabulous. So George Hill, first half in general, and those guys are tough cover. Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell, in some ways, you know, they just get to play with the ball for the whole game. And those two are pretty dynamic. And but proud of our guys for finding a way to win on the road.
Coach, let it fly in full effect tonight. Giannis and George tied for 3-point career highs. Kyle in on the action. Eric in on the action. What kind of a difference do all those triples make?
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes a big difference. You know, we hopefully can open up the court and gives you know, different guys driving lanes, and you know, we want to keep shooting them. We want to have good spacing, good decisions, and obviously it's huge when they go in.
And Giannis started the game 3-for-10, but he ends up having 38 points and just a monster game. Just what do you think of his ability to play through and give that fourth quarter?
Yeah, I thought his focus, his, you know, effort was really, really good tonight. I thought you know, he really kind of put us on his shoulders tonight, and it was a special game.
That it is. Giannis, a special start for him. First player in NBA history to have 200 points, 100 rebounds, and 50 assists in the first 8 games of a season. Take that for what it's worth. But he is the MVP of tonight's game, brought to you by Chevy here on the Pick and Save Pros postgame show. Joining us now, 414-799-1250. One more time is Justin from North Carolina. He's on The Fan with me out on the East Coast. Justin, it's a little bit late for you, a working man on The Fan.
Yeah, my bad, baby Tops, man. It's so late out here, I have my phone on mute. Before I talked to you, I was like, why the hell did you say everything back? And then I thought it was a good statement win, though, man. Like the boy said on ESPN, I don't care who plays, like you've been saying all night. A statement win is going on the road and win. No wins on the NBA schedule are guaranteed, and we found a good way to go and beat up on some boys. So that's what you got to do. I just got a question for you, bro, and I know it's the end of the show. So what the hell was Eric Bledsoe doing in that second half when he just took that ball and started running down the court like he was on the big three tournament or whatever?
I'm telling you, it was like he was playing ball. I used to play over here at Hales Corners Park, Justin, and you would check. I said you have the one dude that doesn't check all game long and just thinks that he's cool and just grabs it and goes, and the only time you call him out is when he burns you on it. The ref apparently was looking at him like, wait, are you actually doing this right now? You actually taking the ball out, not passing it in?
Like, you know, It's funny because we got, like, this victory and stuff like that, but imagine if we lose that game by one possession.
Man. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Well,
Bledsoe is just too smart to do, man. He has to really focus in and hone in on the guy that he is, man. Because he's one of the best players on the court every night. We just can't have these mental lapses, though, bro.
Well, no doubt about it, especially if you're going to be having the ball in your hand as much as he's going to have to, and they're going to need him to penetrate as much as they do. He's got to be smart with it. What else do you think, though, from Kyle Korver and George Hill, the two dudes off the bench tonight, Justin, being huge for the Bucks and getting a win?
Shoot or shoot, and them boys need to keep shooting. I really like how George Hill went back at Lou Williams, too, and he showed him that, you know, he's not a guy to really be messed around and pushed around. He can put buckets up as well. I love the dunk at the end of the game, and, you know, Korver is just, man, this is what we got him for. This is what we need. I truthfully believe, I know there are a lot of people that are upset about the way that the team was made this year, but I think we're a little bit better than last year, and the more these guys get to gel together, the better we'll be. We really need Dante and one of those other guys to step up and be that 3-and-D type guy, and that will take a little bit of the load off of what Malcolm did last year, which was he was a great player for us. But I think that Dante or Sterling have a good potential to help push us to that promised land, man. I'm just excited to see when. I hope we go out and get one in Utah because, you know, we haven't won there. Gosh, since I was in high school, and, you know, I'm an old guy, baby Tosh.
Couldn't agree more. Justin, we'll talk to you on Friday night, all right?
Take care, bro.
That's Justin checking in from North Carolina at 414-799-1250, as you can each and every game here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Bucks win it 129-124 on the shoulders of Giannis Antetokounmpo. He drops 38 tonight. He was magnificent. Ties a career high with four triples. Just a tremendous all-around effort. Bucks go at it again on Friday night in Utah. We're back here with you. Keep it right here on the fans. Starting up live at 5 with Ryan Horvath.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.